Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Tina, welcome to Jeff and Jen's Faker for Real. How are you this morning?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Excellent.
Doing awesome. We want to send you to see Fortune at the Ensemble Theater. All you have to do is tell us which one of these headlines is the real one, okay?
Alrighty.
All right. Is it A? Woman gets pulled over for speeding and cop finds 10 pounds of pot in box marked marijuana. Is it B, man arrested for DUI after mistaking stop sign for Taco Bell drive-thru and trying to order a Mexican pizza? Or C, a drunk driving politician first tried to blame it on his wife because, quote, you know how women drive.
I'm going to go with A.
No, it's not the marijuana box.
Oh, no.
It's the drunk driving politician.
Maybe it happened in
Florida. Yeah, I can see why you'd go that way. There are so many reasons this guy's wife is going to be mad at him. 67-year-old Brian Kolb is a Republican assemblyman in New York. He was first elected back in 2000, and back on New Year's Eve, he was driving drunk and crashed his SUV into an embankment near his house in Victor, New York. Then when AAA came, his first instinct was to blame it on his wife. He told the AAA worker, my wife was driving. And you know how women drive, right? Am I right? The worker called 911 because, well, holy crap, this SUV hit a utility wire. This is serious. This requires emergency response. And when the cops showed up, they smelled alcohol on Brian's breath.
Mm.
Turned out his wife wasn't even with him in the car when he crashed. His blood alcohol level was twice the legal limit, so he was arrested for driving while intoxicated. No word on how his wife feels about him trying to pin it on her, though, or his take on women drivers.
Right.
Yeah.
He's probably in a little trouble.
They'd probably get away with a little more in Victor, New York than they would in
May.
The magic of 1028. What's exceptional about 10:28 a.m.? And there's a new Girl Scout cookie coming. It is Wednesday, the 8th of January of 2020. That still feels weird saying. We're Jeff and Jen. And here it is, your news that didn't make the news on Cincinnati's Q102. Sorry about that.
What did you do over there? What was that?
I just slapped the mic. Inadvertently got in the way. I'm shuffling papers
there
around here.
A great show, Jeff.
I'm trying to get organized. And this is hanging too low.
You've heard that before.
It is Wednesday.
A new survey in England found that our energy level peaks at 10:28 a.m.
3 hours, 7 minutes. Let's count it down.
Yeah. That's when the average person feels like they have the most energy. But then
that sounds about right.
10:28 for you?
Well, no, I can just see that, though. You know, if you live a more typical lifestyle where you're getting up at 6:30 or 7 o'clock in the morning, you've had your coffee, you've had your breakfast, you're up and you're moving, you're getting your day started, so you haven't had a chance yet to get tired.
Yeah. At 10:30, you're well like, fed. It is going to be awesome today.
Here we go. I'm ready.
Lunch is in an hour and a half.
Yep.
It's going to be great.
10:28 a.m. That's the magic minute when everybody feels like they have the most energy, but then it plummets and bottoms out around 2:43 p.m.
That sounds about right,
too. I ate too much at lunch, and now my sugar is going nuts.
Oh, yeah. And you still have 2 hours before you get to leave work. Yeah.
I feel like I don't get fully awake and ready to take on the world till afternoon.
Yeah, for me it's closer to 6 p.m. So most days I've been up for 14 hours before it really kicks in.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like morning's my time.
For you?
I enjoy it. I'm always up, even on the weekends by 7.
What time do you get by 7 on the weekend?
Yeah.
When you have a kid. I mean, 7 is definitely sleeping in, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
They also ask people to list the things they feel they're just too tired to do on any given day. And exercise was the number one answer. That, cleaning the house. Yeah, having sex even came in at number 3.
Yeah.
Sex was up there.
I feel like you got to put a lot of effort into sex. And so sometimes you're just too tired for that.
Sometimes it's work, right?
It's always a job, Jen.
Putting your clean clothes away, cooking dinner, going for a walk, even going out to meet up with friends.
Too tired.
I intended to. I said yeah. In the moment, I was like all about it. And then I was no.
No, not going to work.
Too tired.
I'm not feeling it. I love meeting up with friends now that I'm a parent. Like it is, I try to do it like once a month, like just me and the girls or me and whoever. And yeah. I love it. I'm like,
you love it.
Tell me
just
everything about your life. Yeah. I got about 2.5 hours.
Because you don't get to do it as often. So it's more special.
For sure.
Yeah. Or just going to a friend's place to hang out. And a few more that cracked the top 20 were reading, showering, and answering the phone. Are you so tired? I'm not even going to shower today.
There's been days.
I just can't.
There have been days. I just don't want to.
Yeah. I don't want to deal with drying off. That feels like work.
It's hard. Like when your alarm starts going up at 3:45 on a hair wash day, sometimes you're like, I don't even care. I'm staying on this bed till 4:15 and
that's
I'll
so
just
funny. These
be
men
dirty.
Do not understand the concept of hair wash day.
Oh, they have
hair
no
wash
idea.
Day is a totally different day. I had a hair wash day today. That's why my hair is down. It's not in its usual knot on the top of my head. Yeah. But it will be soon.
I leave here full blown. I leave the house sometimes fully wet. I'll put a sock hat on.
Yep.
And then I'll come here and dry it off.
Yep. But that adds an extra 15 minutes at least. And when you're ready. So, you got to get up there early to do that.
Yep.
All right. Here's a question for you. Why don't a lot of companies in the U.S. give their employees paid parental leave when they have a baby?
Amen.
Good question.
Because, there have been some companies that have been doing this for a while, so we have some time now to kind of look back on the data and really sort of break down how this is impacting business.
Mm-hmm.
One could be to remind them who owns their soul, but another part is they're worried that it will affect the business's ability to obviously make money. That would be the most logical conclusion. But according to the studies that are coming out, that really is not the case. Researchers found there is zero measurable negative effect on a company's profits or long-term survival when they give employees paid time off after they have a child. The study also found it does not have any long-term negative effects on that employee's coworkers who pick up the slack.
Yeah, see?
As of 2018, only 17% of companies in the U.S. offer paid parental leave. So maybe that's something they're willing to explore more.
Take another look at.
Especially now that we're seeing more and more work being done from home anyway.
Yeah, and at some point, we got to come around to what's really important in life. I think we've lost our way a bit. And that time with a baby and starting a family and all
it's
of that,
huge.
It is so important.
Well, and I think like a lot of standard maternity leaves are 6 weeks for like a vag birth. And then if
and
you have a
flies.
C-section, it's 8 weeks. And I remember at the 6 week mark, being like, if I had to go back to work right now, I would lose it. Mm-hmm. Like I would lose it because I had a kid that had a reflux issue and some colic and I wasn't sleeping and the dad wasn't sleeping and he already had to go back to work. So I just remember like, there's just no way I could do this.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be able to come in here and talk to you guys every day. I would be a total mess. Mm. And I just don't feel like that's enough time.
I'm trying to remember how old Jacob was before the days of me standing alone in the house holding him and sobbing stopped. I almost think he was 14.
Years old, but, not months. Years.
Exactly. But I mean,
yeah, it's hard. It's a total change. So bizarre. That is something that I would like to see. Like, I know that a lot of European countries and other thing, like I think they give like sometimes 6 months.
I think that's
paternity
so
leave. Like, great. I don't know if it's all paid, but I'm sure it's like a portion paid or whatever. I don't know the
logistics. I think there's some that do that more than a year.
Yeah, some do. I just think that as the U.S., we need to evaluate that a little bit more.
Our priorities and where we want to place the emphasis.
Like, these are the next generation of people, and we're walking at the door at 6 weeks like, bye, see you.
What do we want our lives to be like?
Yeah.
Finland, I don't know if you guys saw this in the news yesterday, they just announced that they're going to be doing a four-day work week with six-hour days.
Wow.
And the prime minister is the youngest prime minister ever. It's a young woman. I forget what her name is, but she's only 34.
Wow.
And her statement, and I'm paraphrasing, but her statement was like, hey, we're only on this earth for one time that we know of, and, you know, people and family and experiences are the most important thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And hey, there's also research that shows that you're productive for 6 hours for 4 days a week. We'll still make money and be great doing business, but you should go be with people and family and all that kind of stuff.
That's incredible. That's
cool.
Quality lifestyle.
Like, wow, that's
I love
really refreshing.
That. Time to move.
Yeah, that is cool.
Finland, here we come.
Right. I would, you know, and what I would like to see as some research out of those studies, and I'm sure it exists, what kind of stress levels are their children and teenagers under right now? How much mental illness are they experiencing?
Oh,
what are the teen suicide rates in these countries? If they're a heck of a lot better.
If their parents are at home with them, doing things with them.
We'll have to keep an eye out for the next world happiness survey.
Yeah. Yes.
Those Scandinavian nations always seem to come out ahead.
Yeah, they're on it.
All right. CVS is famous for its ridiculously long receipts. So this seems like a fitting way to celebrate them. There are a few people on Etsy who are now selling CVS receipt scarves.
Oh, that's hilarious. What do they look like?
They're 5-foot white scarves with CVS receipts printed on them.
Oh, that is hilarious.
It's pretty inspirational.
It's on Etsy. If you want one, they're around $20, or you could just, you know, wrap your neck in an actual CVS receipt. That might also
you could just put your number in a CVS and receive the same thing.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, I actually don't put my number in there anymore because of this. Because when they give me a long receipt, I have like a little bit of like environmental anxiety about it.
It feels like a tree was slaughtered for no
good
reason.
Because I know I'm not going to use, and I do sometimes like randomly will use a coupon, but I don't like it.
Look at the people if you're with people. Look at two people to your left and two people to your right. One of the five of you either believes in aliens or might actually be an alien.
Well, hey, I think we've got it. At least
both of you and
Tim.
It's us over here. It's us two.
It is. Hey, come on. Try to tell me you haven't met at least one person on this earth that you interacted with and you thought, they're just not from here.
They're an alien.
They just can't be from here.
I believe in it.
And I know for some people, I'm that person. And that's totally cool.
I believe in it. I just don't know, like, if I believe that they're right here on Earth.
Why would they be wasting their time with us?
Right. You're so much smarter than us. Do something better.
Although I think one of them is running Finland right now.
Yeah.
But 4% of people say it's very likely that aliens are currently living on Earth. 4%. 15% say it's somewhat likely. But, you know, that adds up to 19% of people, or 1 out of 5 people, that are open to the possibility that they could exist. Younger people between 18 and 24 are the most likely to say they believe, not only do they believe in aliens, but they believe they're living here.
Wouldn't they be?
Over the age of 50, the older you get, it seems like they're less likely to believe. Girl Scout cookie season just started, and there's a new addition to the Girl Scout cookie lineup for 2020. Lemon Ups.
So what was the other lemon cookie? Did they get rid of the other lemon cookie?
I think it was called Lemon AIDS. Remember that? It was called Lemon AIDS.
There was one other kind too, maybe.
There was like a sandwich cookie.
Was that just a shortbread cookie that had frosting on it? Or am I thinking of some
shortbread? Remember the lemonade? It was, so it was like a little lemon flavored shortbread style cookie.
Okay.
Yeah. So the Lemon Ups are round, crispy lemon wafers with a layer of glaze on the bottom. and motivational phrases like "I'm a leader" stamped on top.
I love that. I think that's so great.
So we had that to look forward to. Yeah, Girl Scout cookie season. It's already underway.
Here we go. Is it has the Boy Scout popcorn thing ended? That usually happens before Christmas, doesn't it?
That's my biggest thing is the Boy Scout. My favorite is the, I think it's called Ultimate Butter Microwavable Popcorn that comes with the red label.
Yeah, I think I lose my ever-loving mind on the ones that are drizzled in the chocolate, like the one that the Max one that has
dessert popcorn.
Yeah, that has like the white chocolate and the milk chocolate. And
you used to buy that every year from
I did
here at work.
Yes, yeah, and then his damn kids grew up.
Oh,
thank God, because I could eat a whole freaking bag of that in one sitting. It was so good.
I would argue those bags aren't that big.
Oh,
they're not. And if, yeah. I remember being like, that was $47.
But it's just like, you know, a large popcorn at the movie theater, except it's large popcorn covered in chocolate.
And right. Like caramel. Didn't it have like chocolate, white chocolate and caramel
I
or
think
something?
It might have.
It was like
so
incredible.
But that microwave butter popcorn tastes very light to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those
bags aren't that big.
What is the popcorn that I like? The
stuff from Chicago?
No, the
Skinny Pop.
Skinny Pop.
And why do you love Skinny Pop?
Because it feels just enough.
Because it makes me feel skinny, like I'm dieting.
It's not. And it's the same. It is the same crap in every other bag.
It says skinny on it, Tim.
It's only 100 calories per serving, and the huge bag is only 7 servings.
If you go on
a bender, 700 calories in one bag of popcorn. If you bought that same bag of popcorn at the theater and put that butter all over it,
yeah,
huge difference.
Jen, you got your brand new Nutribullet. You know what I have at home? I have an old-fashioned popcorn machine that you plug in and you dump the kernels in. By the way, the blue ones.
Oh, the purple.
Purple. And then you could eat tons of that.
Is it good health? Is it good?
Yes, because it's fresh and hot. It's not in a plastic bag on a shelf
but then it doesn't
months.
Have that really good white cheddar.
You can put fresh stuff on top.
You
can sprinkle it. You can season to taste.
You guys are suckers for that stuff.
Hey, it's
the microwave
sale.
Stuff?
Yeah.
Or sorry. The Skinny Pop stuff?
I think that's number two, right? Skinny
this is
Pop.
Ease. I'm talking ease. I'm too, you know,
this
here's
is number
the thing.
Two after Red Velvet. This gets me pissed.
What does? Bagged popcorn?
Yes, bagged popcorn.
Have you
it's
tried
so
the Skinny
good.
Pop?
It's the same. It's
some of it is awful. I agree with you. But the Skinny Pop isn't. Have you had it?
Yes.
And it's popcorn in a bag.
He likes to make his popcorn the old-fashioned way.
But, you know, see, here's my thing, and this is why I would never make popcorn the old-fashioned way. I'd never make it through the whole process.
It takes
like
2 minutes.
That's
the
more
time
than
microwave.
I got.
Too long.
That's too long. Well, then you got the cleanup.
He squeezes his own lemons for lemonade.
Oh, God.
Yep.
He does.
But, like, Jen
churning
can just...
butter.
Right?
She can just grab, open, and go.
Grab up.
You
I'm
all have
about
to
grab
do like a
go.
Process of like all kinds of stuff.
Plug it in, pour,
but, and
turn
get
it
butter.
On.
Where do you get the butter? You got to buy.
You
that
don't
at
butter.
The, you don't.
Salt
I thought
it.
You put. Well, why wouldn't you put butter on it?
I'm a salt guy.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.